Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube.
It's the 414 hour at 4 on KBN.
I love bringing good news to KBN Nation. It's not that it's only the 22nd game of the MLB season for the Chicago Cubs, but it's in the way that it's happening right now down at Wrigley Field.
Ooh, at Wrigley, what happened?
What had happened was the Cubs were up 7-1 at the end of the seventh. It is currently the top of the eighth, and now they're out of the inning. The Cubs scored 5 runs in the seventh to make it 7-1 against the Diamondbacks. The D-backs just came back after giving up 5 runs to the Cubs in the bottom of the seventh. They just gave up 10 in one inning.
10 runs
in the top of the eighth.
Oh, such a shame.
Oh, Craig Council.
Gino Suarez grand slam to make it 7-5 Cubs. Perdomo infield single to make it 7-6 Cubs. Randall Grichuk doubled to left to make it 8-7, and Lourdes Gurriel Jr. homered to make it 11-7.
Oh man,
such a shame! Don't you hate to see that on your front?
That's the thing. It's one of those things where it's like, would I bring up a Cubs loss? No, but would I bring up them losing after giving? I mean, there's a lot of ball game left. Must be windy. Wind must be blowing out at Wrigley.
30-mile-per-hour winds.
Damn!
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Hit it pop up, it's going.
Either way, that's in like catastrophic fashion.
They gave up 10 runs after scoring 5. That's insane. I love when they lose in this fashion.
Especially. I love heartbreak.
Their bullpen stinks. I won't get into Benny baseball, but I just wanted people to know they gave up 10 runs after scoring 5.
I can already see Craig Council taking the hat off, looking stupid, moving the
taking
hair
the
back.
Taking the hat off? He's probably got his hood on right now, acting like it's too windy and he's cold.
For bottom shelf Bradley baseball, how do you think the Brewers are positioned to beat the Cubs in the division? Now that we've seen 20 games.
So the Cubs, different than the Brewers have had a lot of injuries to starting pitching, but they have the majority have a future coming back. The Cubs just lost Justin Steele, one of their prime starters, one of the top 3 starters on the team, out for the year. He just had surgery.
Oh,
they're a good team. I think the Brewers have the potential to match up just fine and be competitive and have a chance to win the division. But you're going to need more Yelich consistency. You're going to need
your guys.
Yeah. And you need to get your starting pitching back and continue to just. You know, I mean
it's Brewers,
been great what
the
been
Brewers
able
have been able to catch them though, which is impressive.
I mean, they're right there. I believe one game back.
I mean, if they lose today and the Brewers
it's
win,
early,
today,
12-10 versus 10-9.
Well, no, I'm gonna say if they win today though, when we have
11-9 versus 12-10.
So I mean, you're right there,
right there. Again, I'm not score we're watching right now.
No,
it's
just
more
saying.
So. Just this is hilarious.
Just to know how to watch the season the rest of the year. We try to catch and then put in our rear view.
I don't
want to
say the word catch. Too early to say catch.
No, you got to catch. Because they had a little bit of a lead on us. Because remember, when we started off 0-4, we were at the bottom.
Yeah, but it's so.
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
It's football math in baseball terms. We're only 2 games into a 17-game season, and they're right there.
Mm.
They're at the top of the division right next to each other.
Yeah, we're playing without a lot of our guys.
Exactly.
Like
that's why I feel more optimistic. They've been hot. The Brewers haven't gotten the consistency from their big dogs. And there's been no Woodruff, no Tobias Myers. You lose Nestor Cortez. You lose Aaron Civale. You haven't had Aaron Ashby. I mean, you name it. And you brought in Quintana. He's been great. I'm excited for the team to continue to progress with Pat Murphy as the guy. Now, I do want to hear from Brian Gutekunst because this one was from was this the owner's meeting or the combine?
It was February 25th, so I think it was the combine.
Okay. As it pertains to listening to Green Bay Packers players, this is Goody's stance.
Yeah, really what our players say in the media doesn't really affect the way we're going to go about things. I have a lot of private conversations with our players, and that's very important to me. How they feel towards our locker room and our team is important to me, but what happened, that just doesn't really move the needle for me.
Doesn't move the needle for him, but he respects and hears them all out. And again, we bring this up for a reason, because it was Jordan Love and Josh Jacobs talking about wide receiver one. Devontae Adams' name was even mentioned in a lot of these things, and Goody didn't even reach out to Devontae Adams to inquire, because he just wasn't interested.
Yeah, he wasn't interested in
And this happened yesterday on the Kay Adams Show with Jordan Love.
Defensively, what's going on with Jair? When's the last time you talked to that madman?
That's a great question. I'm not sure. I need to reach out to Ja, see what the deal is. But, Ja, he's got his own world going on. I'm going to let him handle his business and see what's going on. But that's my guy right there. He's definitely a player we need back. Just
Team Goody or Team Love?
Oh, this is easy, Brad.
Team Love.
Yeah.
Team Love. I mean, this team would benefit greatly from a burying of the hatchet on both parties. And you've got still a top cornerback when healthy, but you only really need him healthy for half the season and the playoffs. And that's the important one in the playoffs. The rest of the time, you can get by with less. I think that's just what's frustrating about Goody, because he said, I don't really care about players' opinions on the team. You can take that word players, and you can also put in there Matt LaFleur. You can put in there media. You can put in there, I don't really care what anybody has to say.
I would love to have a conversation. I would love to just, have some type of relationship with Goody to figure out what goes through that mind, right? Like, how does he process things?
All right, if you had a chance to ask Brian Gutekunst one question, what would you ask Brian?
I would say, what's your philosophy with player evaluation? What's your philosophy?
I said one
question. I got one question.
Oh, one question. I got a whole bunch of them, because I can't.
How about, what would it take for you to go all in on one season?
What if he's just, I can answer as Goody.
Okay.
Brad, it's interesting to ask that. I really do believe that in the way that we drive success for the Green Bay Packers, that we did go all in.
Oh, yawn, boo, shut up, Goody.
I'm just saying,
you're so dull and boring. Have some fun. Have some carbless. Let it loose. Whisper some secrets into my ear.
And there are some people that do believe, for the Packers standard, there was a time in which they went all in.
I mean, when?
2021, I feel like.
Wait, what? How? When they
2020, 2021, they went all in.
How? I can go look. There's no way they went all in.
In their mindset.
No. I don't remember any big free agent splashes. That was around, was that?
It came off of free agent splashes of 19.
Yeah, but that's not going all in that year. Going all in that year is we had the free agent splashes 2019, now we need another one.
Again, the Packers' mindset of going all in, because they don't want to jeopardize their future. Are you willing to jeopardize, are you getting to the point now where you're willing to jeopardize losing seasons in the past if you get a championship and then it all kind of goes a crumble?
That's a good question.
I think because you're trying to throw the needle of winning a championship and not.
I'm glad you said this.
Because the Bucks are doing that with Giannis.
But they're not sacrificing losing. They have Giannis. You just said it. We have Jordan. Jordan Love is supposed to be that good.
No, again, I know you guys maybe believe this. I don't believe they have a legitimate shot to win a championship.
But they're still going to be. With the Bucks, they're still competitive. They're still in a conversation. And so this whole thing about sacrificing, you have Jordan Love, you have a quarterback. If he's as good as you believe he is, as good as we believe he is, Jordan Love gives you an opportunity every year, regardless of when you have turnover on the roster, like Aaron Rodgers had to go through turnover on the roster, you have an actual shot to potentially make the playoffs. Now, you may have some down years in that, but even when the Packers fired Mike McCarthy, or they went, I believe it was 7-9, or maybe they went 8-8, something like 7-9-1, or 7-8-1, whatever it is, they still were competitive. It's not like the Packers, they had one terrible season under Aaron Rodgers where they only won 4 games, and that was his first year as a starter. 6 games, first year as a starter, right? One terrible year with Brett Favre that I can remember when they went 4-12. One year of misery in order for the team to get right back on and compete, I'll take that.
But I think the exchange is not 1 year of misery. It'd be 1 year of greatness for potentially many years of misery.
No, you still have Jordan Love. If Jordan Love is as good as you think he is, it's not going to be that way. Great quarterbacks give teams the win each Sunday.
It's actually not going to Will. It's going to me. I need you guys to yell at me.
Okay. No, gladly.
Don't tell me the Cubs came back. Don't tell me the Cubs
came
back.
Oh, come on.
I said
30-mile-per-hour wins. I shouldn't have spoke.
They're not winning, are they?
They're not winning, but they hit a 3-run jack in the 8th.
Dang. Is it tied?
Carson Kelly hit his second of the game.
Dude, everyone's getting one.
11-10 D-backs right now.
Bottom
of the 8th? In the bottom of the 8th.
Come on, D-backs.
D-backs got a... They're still winning, but it might take another... fly ball to mid left center field that just flies onto the into the bleachers or the basket.
Yeah, safety net.
Are you a Cubs fan, Will?
No, I'm a White Sox fan.
Okay. White Sox, that's right. Are you a Bears fan?
Yes.
Oh, that's too bad.
That's why he's agreeing with Ben. He's a loser.
Yeah. It's that Illinois group.
That loser mentality.
Look at you guys. You guys are so stupid.
Fly the L. Put it on their forehead. L with the shape.
I just said I'm not a Cubs fan, so why are you flying that?
You're a Bears fan, so
I'm
fly
a bigger Bears fan probably than you guys.
No, that's a lie.
No.
Just because you guys have the history. Just because you guys have the history.
You don't know what it's like to be in pain.
No, Brad. We had a conversation off air today.
Okay.
And that conversation would prove that Ben is not a Brewers fan.
Excuse me?
What was that conversation?
You don't remember what Ben said about, he's a fan of what he's always a fan of what he puts his name.
How about this? Let me talk for once. I'm actually trying to agree with you.
Oh, come on now.
Now I'm not going to tell you.
No, but wag, out my ear. Go ahead, out my eyes.
We're not so different, you and I. The same way that you care about money is the same way that I bet on today's game. And that's how we meet in the middle today.
Ain't no meeting. So don't you say, I'm a Brewers fan. I would never pick against my Brewers.
Okay, now you brought me in a spot where I can't even say why I'm on the Athletics. That's the part that sucks.
You're that KBN Nation who's on the Athletics.
He's got today. I still got him over 84 wins, but it might be a sleepy game today. We got to go.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN.
Kayla Williams sucks.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. That don't come easily. It's what
I need tonight. I came here for you. This is stupid. Since we just talked, Will, another. Did you see that the last one?
What's happening?
Yo, this is insane.
What happened?
As I mentioned before the break, Carson Kelly reset here. Cubs were up 7-1 at the bottom of the seventh, end of the seventh, up 7-1. They scored 5 runs. D-backs come top 8, roll off 10.
That's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. They were up 11-7 after the top of the eighth. Since I opened my mouth, since the wind is blowing 30 miles per hour plus out to center, Carson Kelly made it 11-10 D-backs of the Cubs. Kyle Tucker then hit a 2-run home run, made it 12-11 Cubs.
Oh, no.
And then Seiya Suzuki just hit a solo bomb.
Oh,
they
wow.
hit 3 home runs at the bottom of the eighth.
Should I take Corbin Carroll to hit a home run here?
He just batted in the top of the eighth. I mean, if they make it back around to him, which they might at this point.
Whoever's up, take them to hit a home run.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
like, literally
crazy.
Just hit a fly ball, and it's a homer.
So how many runs is that in one full inning? 11 plus?
They have 16 runs in this eighth inning and counting. There's a runner on first with Dansby Swanson up.
I wonder what the highest inning scored in baseball is. I mean,
Celtics, 16 runs is a lot.
That shouldn't take long. Part-time Will, you got on that.
Yeah, I'll research it.
Please. I mean, this is insane.
I need to see what I want to see, should I take Corbin?
Well, you got to drive over to Pottawatomie Sports.
No,
to do
I can just play on a little app here and just take higher or lower.
Oh, you can do that. They have live for you?
Yeah, have it live. Corbin Carroll home run. I should just click it.
What is it?
11 is an extra 11.69. So if I put in a dollar, I get $11.
The current record is 18 runs, but it was the Chicago White Stockings and the Detroit Wolverines in 1883.
Damn!
So we could be seeing some records here, yeah.
That is crazy.
So a home run by Dansby Swanson here would make it, of course, reach that infield single, 2 guys on, 1 out, and we have currently 16 runs in this eighth inning.
Insanity.
And so it's 18 is the record in 18 God knows when?
Yeah, 18 something.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. The Detroit Wolverines. I didn't even know they were called that.
And you put your stamp on it, Benny.
Yeah,
you came out and you said, you know what? Yeah, it's like a, I won't say a curse, but we were laughing on the Cubs grave.
Fly the L.
Fly the L. Pull that audio. Fly the L.
Now I look stupid. Nah, look crazy. Real stupid.
All right, let's hit pole position, but we will interrupt pole position if anything bonkers happens. Because now it's not even about the Cubs losing. It's about
We're on history. Record watch.
We're on history watch.
Everyone's got their opinions, but we just happen to think some are better than others. Let's hit the polls. This is Pole Position. Pole Position on Kyle, Bruston, Nortman is presented by Great Lakes Dragway, a quarter-mile-long drag strip, plus a drift pad. Even drive your own car on the track. Find full event schedule and ticket information at greatlakesdragway.com.
All right, let's start with our very own Alex Strofe, who's off today, tweeted the following poll. If you're going to the second floor of a building with an elevator, are you taking the elevator or the stairs?
Taking the stairs!
I'm a big stairs guy. I'm a big stairs guy.
I think a better question that I thought of off of Strofe's poll is, how many floors do you walk up until you think you should take the elevator?
A little bit of that depends. Well,
I'll go 3 floors. And then I'll be like, all right, anything 4 or above, I'm going elevator.
Are you saying you will climb 3 or you'll go from floor 1 to floor 3?
No, I'd go to floor 4 is what I'm saying.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's pretty good.
Yeah, because I lived, for some reason, in college, every one of my apartments, and then when I moved to Milwaukee, I've been on the 5th floor forever, and when I got a dog, I just got used to just going up to the 5th floor via stairs. Now I don't want to do that because I don't have a dog. I don't have to, last thing you want to do with a dog is go in the elevator because then the dog gets all excited. Some people want to pet the dog. Kyle would be like, get this dog away from me.
Yeah, I do it all the time. We bring our Sophie dog here.
Yeah.
Where do you draw the line, Kyle?
Well, for me, it just all depends, right? Like, if you live on the 2nd floor all the time, you got groceries, you gotta take the elevator. And sometimes, it just depends what it is, but I'll walk, but I'm not going to lie to you. I will take the elevator to the 2nd floor.
100%. I would say it's also a ratio of how many floors there are. If it's a 5-story building, I'd probably take it to floor 3. But if it's a 100-story building, there's no way you could just go from floor 1 to floor 3, because you're just holding up the whole deal. So to me, it depends on how tall the building is.
That's that estate life.
Yeah.
Thinking about a 100-story building that I would never think about in this scenario. I'm thinking of a regular building. Even the buildings in Milwaukee probably go what?
For instance, I...
40, 50 floors?
Oh, yeah. When I worked at Baird, that was 48 floors. Not Barrett, that was the whole thing, but that was the building. So when I lived at Grand Central in Madison, that's where Lexi and I met, sophomore year, 12 stories.
Dang.
We were on floor 4. I almost always took the stairs because when you go in the elevator, you click floor 4, someone on the 10th floor would be like, come on, man.
No,
what are you doing?
I don't care about it. I don't care.
I'm just saying, it's all relative.
When I was at Whitewater, I was on the 4th floor and 5th floor. I was an elevator guy.
Mm.
Only time I didn't take the elevator is when I waited too long. Where the heck is it at?
All right, a little more context to the Alex Strofe poll here. He texts in, I pulled that because the dude I was on the elevator with after I got home, who was holding a local restaurant takeout, took the elevator to the 2nd floor. Wasn't out of shape at all. Crazy.
Nah, nothing wrong with that. I mean, nothing wrong. He probably just did a routine. I'm not mad at it. The elevator's there for that.
I'm Team Strofe. Go up 1 floor.
Yeah.
It's holding a bag of food.
There's really no excuse for 1 floor.
It's called laziness.
Steps.
No, sure.
This is how you look like what you look like.
I'll have you know.
He shamed me first. Now I'm.
I'll have you know when I show up to your wedding right now, I'm looking real good. The biceps starting to look good. The stomach starting to look good.
Are you working out, Kyle?
I have been. My chest is a little bit more firm than what it was about 4 or 5 weeks ago. Cool is right. I look good with a shirt off, and I would take it off, but y'all don't want me to get naked.
No, we don't. Next poll.
All right, from our friends over at Jim, Matt, Molly. Which of these sports is the most athletic? Golf, curling, horse racing, in parentheses, jockeys, or NASCAR?
Ooh, well, knowing Matt Hamilton,
definitely not curling.
Can't be curling. Jockeys have to actually be able to have some core strength, right, to be able to control these big beasts.
So believe it or not, the heart rate of a NASCAR driver is in the 130s to 140s throughout the race. And it's a 2 to 4 hour race, depending. Your heart's working for an extended period of time.
I'd be too claustrophobic to be in that.
But I don't know. I think with golf, it's so explosive. There's so much core.
But you could also be a big fella and be good at it and not in shape.
Nah,
but you're pretty athletic as a big fella.
I guarantee you, even like big guys
like John Daly, has some athleticism.
Yeah, John Daly
doesn't look like it.
Yeah,
but
he's probably sneaky athletic. He was probably a stud in most sports.
Corbin Carroll, do fourth here.
Let me go ahead and put my money where my mouth is on that one. But no, I agree. It has to be golf. Has to be golf.
NASCAR's no joke, though. I do agree.
Tony Stewart don't look like he do too much athletic outside of the.
There's always an outlier for all of these.
All right, next poll from our friends over at Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. What type of headphones do you use, wired or Bluetooth?
Bluetooth. All the way Bluetooth. I don't get the wired thing drives me nuts because it just gets tangled. It gets tangled.
There's no excuse for a wired headphone anymore. There's no excuse.
One of the smartest people in our company walks around with wired headphones, and I'm getting to the point where I might want to gift him AirPods.
I feel like you're just trying to be against the grain. If at this point you're still using, actively using wired headphones. If it's a jam, I get it. But
yeah,
if
I do have a backup wired headphone in my backpack for situations where if I'm flying and I forget my bigger Bluetooth headphones, I have a backup just in case.
Or if they're dead.
Correct.
Yes. They die often.
Yeah, Bluetooth is the way to go. I don't know why anybody would really have. I mean, we have wired headphones here, but wires are just in the way. We have this great technology. Unless you're nervous about all the little signals in a small way, frequency waves messing up with something.
What was the results of that poll?
It was 84% Bluetooth, 15% wired.
Wow. 15% still hanging out.
I really want to get AirPods because I've realized how great they are because I put them on for the first time. 1 month ago.
Wait.
I've never...
What have you been using as headphones?
Headphones as big as what I'm wearing now, which are studio headphones.
Yeah.
But they're Bluetooth.
Oh, yeah. You go AirPods, you're never going back. They're great.
They're so unbelievable.
They're so good.
You just have them in your pocket at all times,
too. They're noise-canceling now. I mean, mine are 2 years old, and they're still amazing.
You know what I can't do, though? I can't do the little earbuds. It's just too much in my ears.
So you don't have AirPods?
I need the little squishy things because I got a weird shape ear.
What do you mean you have a weird shape ear?
You can't tell by looking at my ears, but when I try and plug regular earbuds in my ear, that I have to flip them upside down in order to stick them in.
I'm telling y'all, there's going to be a lot of... Listen, the hearing aid business, invest now because the generation of millennials that are eventually going to get into their 50s in the next decade... Huh? What?
Bluetooth is another one of those things where I just don't get. I don't get how it can connect
I don't get it either.
To one another via signals.
People are so smart.
They're so smart. These computer and electronic engineers are so smart. Chips and signals and crazy.
I can't wait to get this Bluetooth.
Oh, that would be nice.
And a lot of smart people are working over at Bank 5-9.
Oh, that is right. At Bank 5-9, you got a lot of smart people offering a lot of smart deals. And if you want to be smart with your money, you will investigate Bank 5-9's limited time, top of the line, top of the market CD special. You can earn as much as 4.8% with one of their CD specials. That is where the smart money is, folks, with my friends at Bank 5-9. And you can get multiple different kinds of duration on it. So it can be short-term, medium-term, long-term, whatever fits your financial picture, Bank 5-9 can provide it. So if you want to work a little smarter, you want that money to do a little bit more earning for you, I mean, you're earning that paycheck, you might as well have that paycheck do some earning for you, then you got to check out Bank 5-9, but you got to hurry because these late rates will not last long. The economy is changing. Interest rates are changing all over the time. So this rate of 4.8% on multiple different lengths of CD specials, it won't last long. So you got to hurry to my friends at Bank 5-9. Check out bank59.com/CD for more details. Member FDIC.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Dortman, part-time Will in for Alex Strofe. I do want to see, with less than 20 hours till tip for the Milwaukee Bucks, your final pulse heading into the Pacers series next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
I'm going to quote the great Martin Luther King in this.
Wow.
I'm going to bring up MLK. You know what he said?
Oh, wow.
He said, our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. And you know what matters to me? Booing Craig Council and booing the Chicago Cubs.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Bring me that higher love, baby. Less than an hour from Green Bay, less than 2.5 hours from Milwaukee. Elevate your draft day experience when you make higher love your top pick. Draft day is approaching. Whether you're watching every pick or just there for the party, higher love has everything you need to elevate your draft experience. As the best of the Midwest, higher love offers the largest selection of organic, clean, green certified products at unbeatable value, making them a can't miss top pick. So with that, check out the 9 retail locations at the Upper Peninsula. They also have 2 just over the border, and I mean just over the border, in Menominee and Ironwood. That's findhigherlove.com/CBD or find Higher Love on social media. Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman on this Friday. Hope you're enjoying your Friday. Maybe on your way to happy hour. Maybe stopping at the Nortman Estate to hang out and get kicked out at a certain time.
What time did they get there? 7?
I think we're seeing 6:30 arrival.
You're barely getting
home.
So
in your perfect world,
yeah.
What time would everyone leave?
Ooh, perfect world. Perfect world. 10.
10?
That's kind of quick, Brad.
And a half hours.
When you're hosting is so different. When you're hosting, the expectation is 11:30 midnight.
Oh, hell no. We ain't doing midnight.
You got to remember, he has a pregnant wife.
Yeah, I get it.
With babies.
I get it. But I'm just saying, it's one thing when you're going to somebody's house. But when you're the host, you just have to have an expectation that some people, I mean, unless everybody shows up on time. You know, y'all know how I get down. My people don't show up on time. We show up as we show up. So you just have to be prepared for people. You may say 6:30 start time, but somebody may not show up to 7:30.
That's their problem. That's just last time at the estate.
Oof, you're not kicking anybody out.
You are so pompous.
Brad's not kicking nobody out. Brad,
not kicking people out, but internally I'm going to be like, damn it, when will people leave?
You're not enjoying
your time after 10 o'clock because you just want people to leave.
At 10 o'clock, up until 10 o'clock,
you're not bringing something out?
I'm letting my hair down. Between 10 and 11, I'm kind of just checking the watch and thinking about it and wondering, hey, who's going to be the first volunteer to leave? At 11... my blood pressure is up. At midnight, I'm calling the cops. I'm saying, all right, I can't
call
everyone at my own party. Get out. This party needs a break up.
Hello, police. There's Nortman Estate having a big party loud.
This is a secret call.
Speaking of calls on the Carbless Talk and Text line, I did say I want to get the pulse of your feelings heading into the Bucks Pacers series at noon tomorrow. Ron and the Key, welcome to Kyle Brust and Nortman. Sometimes good, mostly good.
Good afternoon.
Mostly, oh gosh, hit the record scratch. Mostly bad, sometimes good. Go ahead, Ron.
No. Clip that. Anyways, first of all, no one's calling for noise on. No one lives close enough to Brad.
Good.
They can't hear from 20 acres away.
It's even a deceitful call. Good point, Ron and the Key.
To the Bucks, I want to believe. I don't want this to be one of Giannis's last, games as a Buck. But before Dame got hurt, they still looked like a lost team. Like, honestly, it's a great news because they've had unlucky injury news typically in the playoffs. They can't run with this Pacers team.
Are you maybe alluding to, and I'm curious if you are, you may not be, that you're worried about what they looked like with Dame, and if he comes back in the middle of the series, it might change what they're doing?
I mean, both the two-way player, God, I can't even think of a name right now, and AKPJ are better defensive options and actually could be argued as a better matchup for the Pacers, despite
have the names, Ron. You started good by giving a good point to Brad, and then you couldn't think of the player's name.
You said two-way player. You talking about two-way offense defense, or are you talking about two-way as in
contract?
Ryan Rollins?
I'll bring it back. Are you talking about two-way contract or a two-way player? like Charlie
contract,
Conway
Rollins,
in D3.
Rollins, okay.
Rollins and KPJ are good defensive guards.
I agree.
And they want to and they're athletic, and Pacers want to run. Dame does not want to run with the Pacers. But it doesn't matter. At full strength, I just don't think we're a good enough team.
Cut him. We don't need this. It's 4:38 on a Friday before the game. You got to cut him. Cut him. That's nonsense. We can't be doing that right now. This is supposed to be the rally. It's the pep rally for the big game at the Milwaukee Bucks.
I agree,
Bucks
Kyle. What do you think I whispered to part-time Will?
You whispered to part-time Will. Let's turn this mug up.
Sure. Light it up.
Where are you going right now? He's going. Oh, I think he's going to get. Are you going to dance with Bango?
Come on, we got Bango in the house, baby. We got Bango to party. We can't
turn your mic on.
We can't be turning down. We got to get everybody hyped up. We got Bango here. What are we doing?
I mean, this is
supposed to be a party.
Feel good Friday, and we got the Bucks playing tomorrow.
He's trying to. He's trying to run in the keys.
I need you to hit the post on these lines. It's for Kyle right now.
The Bucks.
Exciting and tough. So who's
going to win it? The Bucks.
Come on, KBN Nation. When you sing it in the car, get ready for the Bucks playoff run, baby.
On a mission to celebrate. Sit down in the back. While Big Dog and Tim round out the attack. It's the Bucks. Talented and tough. What's up?
Well, clap.
The team from Milwaukee's about to erupt. We got the alley-oop flip away, hyping it up.
Huh.
The Bucks 2000. Light it up. Ray Allen.
Light it up.
My man Big Dog.
Light it up.
Thomas.
Light it up.
So who's gonna win it?
The Bucks. Light it up. Light it up. Light it up. Now who's gonna win it? The Bucks. Milwaukee. Light it up. Come on, now we gotta get hyped
now,
baby.
If that team with Tim Thomas and, I mean, Ray Allen was a dude for sure. Sam Cassell, Glenn Robinson, those are really good players. If they
the
can
Bucks,
light it up,
the Bucks,
then this team with Giannis and Dame and Brooke Lopez and Kyle Kuzma, they're going to light
Stop
it up.
Stop saying Kyle Kuzma.
I'm going to keep saying
Kyle
Kuzma.
Sucks so
He's
much
champion.
On the Bucks.
Kyle Kuzma finna cook tomorrow. Just wait on it.
The Bucks.
They need him
to
cook.
I was with it until he brought Kyle Kuzma in there.
My boy,
Bobby Portis.
My boy,
you're like a good marketing company right now, Brad.
Oh, that's right. I'll tell you what a good marketing company can do for you. Three Tree Marketing can do so much for you with your full service branded merchandise. That's right. Anytime you're welcoming new teammates, new business partners, specialized gifting or onboarding kits, whenever you put your name, your logo, your insignia on anything that's going to be given to them, you're going to want 3Tree Marketing to help you through it because you want to stand out. That's what it's all about, telling your story and branding yourself as a company that stands out. That's what 3Tree Marketing will do for you. They're going to become an extension of your team and truly showcase who you are and what you're all about. So don't think twice about it. Give 3Tree Marketing a call or find them online at 3treemarketing.com.
The Bucks. Milwaukee.
Light it up.
Giannis.
Light it up.
KPJ.
Light it up.
Splash Mountain.
Light it up.
Ryan Rollins. I'm just going through the whole Kyle.
No, right now.
You're listening to Kyle Rustin Grossman.
Pull my baby out the goal. Y'all, get him out. Ain't no way in the world my baby going to get hit that many times with a puck.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
The Bucks.
I don't know if he heard
so
you.
Who's gonna win it?
Homer, do you know this song?
Homer, put your hands on
the race campaign.
I do. I'm aware of it. Yeah.
Didn't it slap? Don't you like it?
Nah, I don't care. I care only about one thing: a ring. Was this a part of a ring? Seems to me this was a part
memory.
Of nothing.
But because of Donahue.
What?
Donahue, the referee.
It would have been ugly against the Lakers that year, though.
They swept the Lakers that year.
No, it wasn't.
You're trying to say the Lakers swept them.
No, the Bucks swept the Lakers that year during the regular
but
season.
That's not going to happen.
Hey, you know, what about that year?
Because the Sixers
what about
got
that
swept.
Year when they won that trophy for the in-season tournament? What
well,
was
we're
that?
In that year.
Oh, yeah. Well, then it's a lock. They're going to win. You put every penny you own on them winning the championship because they won that tournament.
That was fun. But they swept the Lakers that year. We'll never know because of the Tim Donahue
Homer,
cheated
with
us.
With
no,
he was gambling.
You actually can't believe that.
They swept the Lakers that year.
He says a lot of things.
Just
make sure that I understand what you're stating about that season.
I bet you would have said that you wouldn't have believed the Pistons would have beat the Lakers. You would have said, no way, no way, and they did.
That was the fourth championship
Billup
in a row.
Lakers? Or Chauncey Billup and Rip
Isaiah
Hamilton.
Thomas?
No, Rip Hamilton.
Oh, shoot, we're going way back.
No, that's not way back. No, we're talking about the Pistons beat the Lakers.
In 04.
They beat the Lakers for a title.
But that was the fourth year in a row of that dynasty. They were checked out. They were fatigued. This was 2000.
They were checked out. Shaq went on to win another
Why
ring
didn't
within
we,
like two
let's
years.
Get back to the Bucks would have beaten the Lakers.
I'm just saying they swept them that
I think
year.
You need to stop there. You really think more than 0% of your brain that they didn't win it because the one official was cheating.
In game seven, Tim Donahue cheated.
He admitted to cheating, right?
Well, he admitted to having some gambling issues.
Oh. Mm.
And it was skeptical. I think the discrepancy for free throws was ridiculous. And didn't they eject Scott Williams so he couldn't play in the last game, Homer?
You mean when they lost to
Philadelphia? Yeah.
Well, they lost to Philadelphia because Glenn Robinson missed a baseline shot that he should make 95 times out of 100, and then they wouldn't have had that issue of the seventh game. But, I mean, who's going to argue with
Homer, what was the best era of basketball that you've ever watched?
Oh, give him the card.
Ooh. This is one of them right now. This is one of my favorite seasons ever.
Wow.
There are so many different teams that you don't know, and then you have the Lakers to see if LeBron can do it with Doncic. And, I mean, they're
young squad and OKC.
Well, yes. Celtics, how good are they? Cleveland, no one can understand them. Oklahoma City,
one of the best
nobody
players
can figure out
that.
Yes. It's one of my most interesting playoffs in a long, long time.
Best talent you've seen, though?
I just can't.
You've seen a lot, though, Homer. That's what I want to know from you.
Yeah. Well, I tried.
I'm watching
documentaries. Okay, there's only one thing you need to know. The greatest basketball player and athlete ever is Will Chamberlain. Once we're so far apart on that, then
next, who's after Will Chamberlain?
Well, the most amazing player, hands down, is Michael Jordan. Because at the time, centers dominated. No one ever thought, as great as Jerry West was, as great as Oscar Robertson was, that a guard could dominate. That, all right, we got this guard. He's the best guard. We're going to win championships
with him leading the way. Because there were so many
guards. It wasn't important. You couldn't be that good.
You couldn't be that different than the other guards.
Right, because the other team's going to have a center, and they're going to be able to beat you inside. Jordan changed everything. I stand by what I said the first time I saw him play. I'll never forget it at the arena. I thought he could fly. I'd never seen anybody. Dr. J had done this.
So did R. Kelly.
Dr. J, they would dunk and they would go up. Michael Jordan was like horizontal from like it felt like it was mid-court. And he, you know, everybody said how great he was, and me thinking, there's no way he can be that good. Better than advertised. Michael Jordan, Hawaii, and sex.
Oh, wow.
Said it after the first.
Hawaii?
Wow.
Hawaii.
Better than advertised.
I mean, it's hard to argue with the list.
And everybody tells you how great they are, and you go, that's fine. They can't be better than what you say they are. That's what I said the day after I saw him the first time at the arena. I couldn't.
Is that in order?
No, I did not make an order.
I don't want to know the order.
I don't want to know the order either. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman. Are you a believer that this team can go beyond the first round?
Yeah, maybe. Well, maybe they might go around. There's nothing there.
Oh,
there's nothing special there.
Maybe
they go.
I'm Team Homer. I think Brad,
you want to go another 20 for $3,000 on them winning the title?
$3,000? 50?
We're talking about getting out of round one.
Yeah, they could get out of round one, yeah.
Okay.
But no, you're not
just
willing
tell me,
to give him
and just tell me what that
a $20 bet for $3,000.
Just tell me what that means.
I mean, listen, it's pride, and maybe Dan comes back, more optimism to see
but
what happens.
What is it all? Is this team special? I mean, the reason I won
what team in the NBA this year do you believe is actually really that special? Because you got OKC, who's the number one seed that nobody believes in.
I believe they're real.
But nobody, you wouldn't
do
say
you think
they're.
The Bucks would beat the OKC Thunder.
In a million years.
But that's the thing. He's convincing they can beat any team in the NBA. Fascinating.
Boston's
very good. Boston is the one I'm very scared of because they have real superstars.
No, you need to be scared of everyone.
No.
They'd be scared of us.
Yeah. We have Giannis.
Does a healthy, dominant Giannis mean nothing to you?
And does it potentially, if
Dame doesn't come back healthy, none of this matters. But if Dame comes back healthy and plays like true Dame time, then
have you not seen this team play all year?
Yeah, I mean, they lack a little depth, but you're only going seven deep in the playoffs.
No, the problem. Okay, right,
hold on. Now,
also,
I said, what will you be happy with?
What I'd be happy with?
I mean, I think it would be a great accomplishment if they get to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Oh, that would be a great accomplishment.
But that's pretty pathetic when you think about it.
You asked me what I'd be happy with.
They've only done that a couple times in Giannis's career.
I wouldn't be happy with anything but a championship. We're not in the season
well,
of...
Then be prepared to be unhappy.
I understand that, but at the end of the day... is that we're not in the season of, let's see how far we can. No, the Bucks have to win now.
No, you're in the season of admitting what you expect.
Yeah, they're not front runners to win the championship.
If they won the championship,
it
would be 50 times more surprising than the last one they won.
No, very surprising. The Bucks. I said before, 50? The Bucks have zero expectations.
It'd be 10,000 times more surprising.
No, expectations are very low. Very, very low. But again, you get a healthy Dame, anything can happen because that's two of the best players in the NBA.
But saying anything can happen doesn't mean it just works on the
floor. No, I'm not saying it's going to happen. Right. I'm just saying I have more optimism that the Milwaukee Bucks have a better shot to beat Cleveland with Dame and Giannis than they do without.
That just means you're not very confident.
Yeah, I mean, why would I be confident after this season? They're a 5-seed for a reason. They never really found the rhythm together as a team this year. They had a lot of ups and downs, but again,
They played the best at the end without Lillard.
At the end of the season, they played the best. I would say against worse competition. The competition wasn't great, but also the good thing about that is that you had to shift the mindset of what this team was because the expectation was not to have Dame back. So the fact that they were able to gel behind Giannis and beat bad teams, but you know how easy it is in the NBA to lose a game to a bad team.
Yes.
The Bucks found a way to be very consistent through Giannis being absolutely dominant. So that gave me more confidence that they can get through this first round without Dame. Now, Cleveland, if they ain't got Dame, they ain't got a chance. I love me some Giannis, but they got too many horses, too many dogs.
I'm still trying to figure out why you're going to get so much satisfaction if they win one playoff series.
I'm not going to get satisfaction, but listen.
Goody just called. He wished you had the same standard for him.
Goody had his time. Well, how many years do you give somebody, Homer? How many years does Goody get to win a Super Bowl?
He's going into year 8.
If he drafts and puts the team together the last couple of years, I give him 5 more years.
Give him 13 years?
That's a long time to lose.
Yeah, but they also made the playoffs in back-to-back years after moving on from a Hall of Fame
quarterback. That's based on a certain level of confidence with the players he brought in. But if you saw how many years you want to give him, honestly,
right now.
2 or 3?
Yeah, 3 years would be max.
That's fine.
I mean, and it depends on what the progress is, right?
Yeah, if progress occurs, then yeah.
If we're talking about a team that this year they make it to the playoffs and they don't make it to the NFC Championship, I'll be upset, but we can run it back then and make it to the NFC Championship game. Then I'm like, all right, well, let's see what we got because we're taking the right steps in the right direction.
If they don't make the NFC Championship game in either of the next 2 years, you can get rid of him.
You should. You should, because at the end of the day, the goal is to maximize your quarterback and the talent around him.
You would actually have an opportunity to do so with a new president that he can say, well, this wasn't the guy that I chose. I've inherited Goody. I don't see the success that I want to see, and it's an easier out than now with Murphy.
That's the thing, though. I'm not sure the Packers would. If they make the divisional round the next 2 years and they lose in the divisional round, I bet you Goody's still here.
It depends how Jordan Love plays, because the Jordan Love selection of Goody is
a
very big part of his resume.
Change has to happen.
My thing is
that Goody is doing a very good job, and he might even be great. But to win a championship, you have to be exceptional, and it's okay to move on from somebody who is just great to try to find exceptional, because that's the goal. The Packers aren't in this just to win games. They're in this to eventually win a Super Bowl.
If they don't make the NFC Championship game in either of the next 2 years, you won't have to argue with many people. They may not agree, but no one's going to say it's stupid.
Yeah,
it's just what you say.
I always think about Tony Dungy. Tony Dungy was a great coach with the Buccaneers, but he couldn't get them over the hump. And what did they do? They got rid of him, got John Gruden, and what happened?
They won, and he went somewhere else, and he eventually won
with the Colts, right? He changed the scenery. They needed that in Indianapolis. So, I mean, it happens, and it was a win-win situation for both parties.
Wow, we got high expectations from Kyle Walker.
Go, Bucks, go!
No,
go,
we don't.
Bucks,
he doesn't have high expectations.
Go, Bucks, go.
He thinks, well, go, Bucks, go. Every year is a championship for the Milwaukee Bucks.
No, he doesn't.
Go,
he
doesn't Bucks, think. Bucks, go. Come on, baby.
Do you need to work on which official you're going to say cheated when they don't
Tim
win?
No, Tim Donahue legitimately cheated. Will, you weren't even born yet. Look it up. Tim Donahue, he's banned from
being
a referee.
I saw the documentary.
He's a cheater. He's a cheater. He cheated my Bucks. He cheated my childhood. He cheated Brad's childhood. Mm. He treated your midlife. Now you're in a crisis.
That was rude.
Very rude. Right.
It's the truth.
That's a your backhanded midlife. Way of...
I don't believe he did anything of significance.
I don't know, homie. I was a kid.
Give us one last hike.
Go, Bucks, go. Come on, Giannis. Show him what we're about tomorrow, baby.
That's it.
Yes. That's good. Yes,
that's all we have.
Yes, well, Homer that's hour. It's a great one to have. We're lucky to have him. Root for him.
2 minutes, Homer Hour.